All right, so Sarah Palin, she's going to resign next week as governor of Alaska. This we know, but what's going to be her rollout, her future? Same could be asked for Mark Sanford, who is still governor of South Carolina, yet he faces a confrontation, it's fair to say, with the legislature when he returns from a vacation with his wife. We can probably assume he's not in Buenos Aires. And also, there's a lot on the table in Washington that is going to be the subject of confrontations next week. And we want to take a look ahead. And with us is Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner and friend of The Takeaway, joining us from Washington. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
And Erica Bolstad is a reporter for the Alaska Daily News. She's also in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
And also, Mark Quinn, the Mighty Quinn, host of South Carolina ETV and Radio's public affairs program, The Big Picture, joins us from Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks for coming back, Mark.
Hey, good to talk to you, John.
Let's start with the Sanford story. Where is the governor, and what is he likely to face when he returns next week?
We do not know where the governor is. He's in an undisclosed location, vacationing with his wife. Step one to what he says will be falling back in love with Jenny Sanford. I don't know if that sounds like a vacation to you, but nobody seems to know where he's going to be until next week. When he returns, it doesn't look as if he's going to face an awful lot of opposition. You know, there were a lot of calls for his resignation, but after there were some criminal probes, after the state law enforcement division looked into the matter in his trip to Buenos Aires, it was found that he broke no laws, and it doesn't seem to be any sort of stomach to call for him to step down in a more formal way. So I don't know. It's obviously not the end of the story. But at least for right now, all of that talk of him leaving office has died down to a large degree.
Very interesting. And perhaps the GOP in South Carolina doesn't have the stomach for a kind of Blagojevich-style confrontation played out in the national media, which suggests, what is the GOP's view, Erica Bolstad, of Sarah Palin's apparent media rollout that includes a book, speaking engagements, and an official resignation event next week? Erica?
I don't think anyone knows what to think of what she's doing right now. It's been incredibly confusing to watch her in Alaska for the general public, let alone any political party.
But, describe the events. I mean, her expectations are that she's going to come back and actually begin the writing of a book. She's going to begin a speaking tour that may or may not be worth $60,000 a pop, right?
Yeah, I don't think we really know exactly what we're going to see her do next other than the book. I think for the foreseeable future, she's going to be doing a lot of the kind of things on a different level than Governor Sanford. She's going to be probably reconnecting with her family. And I think in this case, she truly actually means that when she, often politicians say that they want to spend more time with their family. But I think in this case, Governor Palin is probably really truly wants to spend that time with her infant son and the rest of her family right now.
Julie Mason, Washington Examiner, White House correspondent. Do you think the GOP there in Washington would be pretty happy to have Sarah Palin spending lots and lots of time undercover
not
with her family?
They really want her to go away. I can see her coming back as sort of a Lou Dobbsian type angry populist figure and helping to sort of whip up the grassroots. But the establishment here, They are not interested in her. You know, she had an op-ed this week in the Washington
right.
Post that was received with curiosity, but not really great fanfare.
And I guess the question, if you add Mark Sanford into the picture, Julie Mason, the symbols of leadership in the GOP right now are few and far between, and the high-profile ones are a little terrifying.
I know the party can really use a little help. And then we see recently, in just some little informal polling that Mitt Romney is their guy again. He's sort of going to be their fallback, their go-to guy. They're really a party casting about for some strong new leadership. They can really use it.
Well, Gail Collins of The New York Times said to us, actually, I think as recently as last week, there's Mitt Romney just waiting, knocking at the door, ready to come in, just packed and ready.
He looks more like Ronald Reagan every day, John.
Every day, indeed. Mark Quinn, Mark Sanford is going to continue as governor at least for another week. If there's no stomach for an opposition, what does this do to issues like funneling stimulus money into projects, dealing with the economy in South Carolina?
John, that's a terrific question. I mean, most of the nation's governors right now as we speak are down in Biloxi, Mississippi, trying to hammer out some of these problems that every state is facing. But ours is facing problems almost worse than anybody, with the exception of California and New York. The nation's third highest unemployment rate, and it's not getting any better in terms of trying to get some of that stimulus money funneled through that he blocked for the entire time. That's still hung up in an awful lot of ways. So his inability to work with the legislature over the last few years has been pretty famous. Now, I think there's still no telling exactly what kind of leadership he's going to be able to exact. I don't think any at all, quite honestly.
Well, let's go around the horn with all three of you on what I think was a moment last night at the NAACP convention for Barack Obama. It was a thrilling sort of emotional moment, noting the century of the NAACP. Yet it seems on some level implicitly to mark an end of the rhetoric and time for deliverables on the part of the president. And I'm wondering if, as we go forward now on health care and some of these other issues, politically and listening to your listeners, Mark Quinn, do you think people have confidence that Barack Obama can deliver on some of this stuff? And then we'll get a comment from everybody else.
I can tell you that there was extremely high expectations 3-4 months ago. I have noticed here lately, and I will say just in the last month, that the tone and tenor has changed. And even the very ardent supporters have become much more cautious in their tone. Not disappointed so much as they are just a little bit worried that perhaps he won't be able to deliver near as much as was promised, or at least as was hoped.
Erica Bolstadt of Alaska Daily News, what's track it for us from the perspective of people in your state?
Well, you know, in August, the Alaska State Legislature is going to be meeting to talk about they're meeting for one day, a special session, and among the things that they're going to be talking about actually is overriding Governor Palin, who at that point will be the former governor, her veto of one little piece of the stimulus package that came to Alaska, which is about $26 million in money for energy and other money that will go toward
infrastructure
programs,
programs
keep people's homes warm, basically.
Right.
So,
and they're getting with the program in Alaska. That's what's going on.
It takes a while for things to catch up out there.
And Julie Mason, take us out. What do you think? The tone of Barack Obama, can it deliver some of these things?
Well, you know, we've seen a real shift in tone, John, in the past week. These polls showing a drop since February among Americans who believe Obama has leadership skills. Really seeing the White House trying to respond to that. He's getting more forceful, more aggressive and assertive on his policies. But it may be too late. I think people are really losing faith. He still has strong support, but it's slipping.
Definitely something to look forward. Thanks to all three of you. Julie Mason, White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. Mark Quinn, the host of South Carolina ETV and Public Radio's The Big Picture, and Erica Bolstadt, reporter for the Alaska Daily News in Washington. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
John.
I'm John Hockenberry. We're looking forward on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.